Proclamation number 6290, dated the June 21st, 1955. Strokes of fate. Remedies. The wounds I have to inflict on you if I don't want you to fall into everlasting death are truly not an expression of wrath, of lack of love, nor are they indications of just punishments for your transgressions. They are merely remedies to remove ailments which you have caused yourselves and which are needed in order to restore the health of your soul. It was your own fault that you left the eternal order, or your fate would be one of pure happiness and beatitude. Believe me, I would much rather grant you blissful happiness, but you yourselves make it impossible for me as soon as you leave my order. However, I will use everything to lead you back into divine order again so that I can make you abundantly happy once more. The more hardship and sorrow, misery and illness are evident on earth, the greater are the offenses against my order, and by looking at this adversity you humans can see how low you have fallen, for I would truly rather make humanity happy than let unfounded tribulations befall them in order to restore my eternal order again. And although the individual person believes himself to be a lesser sinner than the misfortune he has encountered, you humans don't know the correlations or the extent of a misfortune's effect, nor do you know who will be helped to mature in turn as a result of the individual person's fate. You also don't know what you have voluntarily offered to endure before your incarnation as a human being. Roman 1. However, know everything, and I truly will not impose upon you a greater burden than you are able to bear. Furthermore, I offer myself as a cross-bearer if your cross seems too heavy for you. Unfortunately, you don't very often take advantage of my help, and thus you complain about your burden and frequently protest its weight. You were motivated by love to offer yourselves to bear a burden of the cross. But in earthly life you don't know why you, who believe to belong to me due to your will, have to suffer. Yet I want you to travel your path silently and without complaining, even without knowing the cause. I want you to humbly accept your cross. I want that you always submit to my will in the recognition that the one to whom you submit yourselves is a God of love, and that everything you receive from him will be a blessing for you. Therefore, don't object to your destiny whatever comes your way. Don't complain and grumble if you want to belong to me, but always rest assured that it is only for your benefit, that it always signifies help and a restoration of my eternal order. Rest assured that one day you will realize it and be grateful to me that I allowed you to take this arduous earthly path with its misfortunes, but also with my love, which is the reason for everything that affects you, because it only ever wants you to become blessed. Amen.